Infamous by Ace Atkins, narrated by Dick Hill. Copyright 2010 by Ace Atkins. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Ace Atkins, care of International Creative Management, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is for Doris Atkins and Charlie Welch. I'm leading a trail that is crooked. My foes lurk round every bend. I know someday they will get me. I dread to think of the end. Gene Autry, Gangster's Warning. Everything is funny, as long as it is happening to someone else. Will Rogers. Chapter 1, Saturday, June 17, 1933. They had barely made it out of Arkansas alive after nabbing Frank Jelly Nash inside the White Front Cafe, a known hangout for grifters, thieves, and assorted hoodlums vacationing in Hot Springs. At first, Nash had made a real show of how they had it all wrong and that his name was really Marshall, and for a second it seemed plausible until old Otto Reed, the sheriff they'd brought along, ripped the toupee off Nash's bald head and then started for the mustache. "That's mine! That's mine!" Nash had said. They had ditched the plan to drive to Joplin after almost losing Nash at a roadblock of crooked cops, and now the old bank robber was seated across from them, riding the Missouri Pacific all-nighter out of Fort Smith, wearing a shit-eating grin, confident his hoodlum buddies would spring him. Special Agent Gus T. Jones of the U.S. Department of Justice checked his gold pocket watch. It was 3 a.m. Four more hours.